Good evening, everybody, and this is Bea Dawson with Bea Positive Media, where we love to vibrate higher and just tell you guys about a lot of great things that we know are just going to be an enhancement to your life. And so today I have the esteemed pleasure of having with me Ms. Renee Jones that is in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you doing today?
Hey, Brandy. I'm doing very well. Excited to be here with you and speak to your audience.
Great. Now, I was looking online and been hearing all about you, and you have this concept that, well, I want to say is dope, but not just because of the name, but it is dope. The name of the concept is Dope Dates. Now, I know some of the things that we probably kind of think of when we hear that name, but where did you come up with the name for Dope Dates?
Well, I consider Dope Dates to be my love letter to families and couples. I wanted to do something that was extra special for busy families, you know, people that are working hard, trying to bring their passions to the world. They're building their businesses. They may be climbing the corporate ladder. In addition to that, they have other responsibilities like children, or maybe even nieces and nephews or parents that they care for. They're also contributing to their community in many different ways. And oftentimes, those people just don't have enough time, or sometimes they just don't take the time to make that special someone in their life, to make the quality time they spend with that special someone really special. A lot of times, date night is relegated to last-minute thinking or by happenstance. Oh, both kids have sleepovers tonight. We got the house to ourselves. Who knew? And then in those cases, you know, it's usually dinner and a movie or Netflix and takeout. I really wanted to do something that would encourage couples to make date night a priority, and not just make it a priority, but make it special. And I wanted to take some of the stress out of that. So I came up with the concept of Dope Dates.
Like I said, that's dope in itself. And so it's going to be happening Friday, September 15th in Atlanta. Now, what's the name of the venue? Where are you having this at?
Yeah, Brandy, Volume 1 is this Friday night, September 15th at 7 o'clock. We partnered with the Wren's Nest in historic West End, and also the nonprofit organization Jazz Matters to put on an extra special event.
Okay, so it really is no planning in it at all. You already have the whole setup for them, and what do you think is going to be one of the reactions once they get done? What are some of the goals that you're hoping for them to come here tonight?
Well, since we have the live music, and we're providing the wine for the event that pairs perfectly with the menu that's being provided by Social Butterfly Catering. And we're going to have a great group of couples. What I'm expecting is that when people come, first of all, they'll be surprised. Since this is Volume 1, a lot of people are not familiar with Dope Dates. They're not familiar with me. So they don't necessarily know what type of event I put on. But when they get there and they see the way that we have the table set and they feel the vibe and the atmosphere, I think they're going to instantly relax. And then as they get to talk to and chat with some of the amazing couples who will be in attendance, I think they're going to feel like, hey, I found my tribe. And then when they see some of the other special goodies I have in store, I think they're going to be like, yeah, we need to definitely make sure we put Dope Dates on our calendar because we needed this.
Awesome. So since they're putting it on their calendar, that means that this is going to be a reoccurring thing.
Absolutely. This Friday is Volume 1, but this is going to be a quarterly event. We want to make it easy for couples to do something that's fun and that brings a spark back. And, you know, one of the goals of Dope Dates is not just for couples to have a good time, but also for them to connect with other couples. So we always try to keep our events intimate. And this event is limited to just 20 couples, and most of our events will be limited to a small group. So there'll be different opportunities for people to grab tickets to upcoming events.
Okay. So are there going to be any ground rules that people have to have, like, hey, we're not going to talk about children or laundry or anything like that? So what are the rules when they come in? What are the do's and do nots?
Exactly. Isn't it true that sometimes that's something that really does happen? As soon as we have some time alone with our spouse, it's like finally we have a chance to catch up on all the business we need to take care of. I'm not going to lay any ground rules. I think that I'm just going to focus on setting the atmosphere, and then I will allow the couples to do as they are led to do by the atmosphere that night. And I think as couples start to make date night a priority, I think they will start to create their own ground rules to make sure they have a great time.
Awesome. So it really is not only a great event, but it's an investment into their relationships, their marriages, to couples and things of that nature. So what is the monetary investment? How much does this cost?
Yes, definitely. It's an investment, but it really is a value. This event, thanks to our wonderful sponsors, is only $125 per couple, and that includes dinner, wine, live music, and everything else we have in store. So when you plan something special, you can usually expect to spend a pretty penny. But this one, you didn't have to plan anything. All you have to do is show up.
Awesome. Now, besides our blog itself at BePositiveMedia.com, where else can they see you online to learn more information and to learn more about you and the concepts that you have? What are your sites and social media?
Well, you can definitely join the Dope Dates. First of all, you should like the Dope Dates page. It's on Facebook, so please like our Dope Dates Facebook page. And you can also get more information and get a few, I think we have a few tickets still available. And the tickets are on our Eventbrite site, which is dopedatesv1.eventbrite.com. And just to be clear, once again, it's www.dopedatesv1.eventbrite.com. Now, my personal website and the Dope Dates website are still under construction, but I'll be sure to post that information to the Dope Dates Facebook page when it becomes available. So definitely go on Facebook and like Dope Dates, and you will be able to keep up with all of the developments there.
Very good. And like I said, we'll be able to keep you guys informed as well because, you know, once we partner with something dope like this, we have to keep you informed of what they are continuously doing and the progress that they make. Now, once again, we're talking about Dope Dates Volume 1, which is going to be going on this Friday, September 15th in Atlanta, Georgia at the Wren's Nest. Now, one last question that I have for you, though, because usually it's something heartfelt that makes people come up with these type of things. So what made you even come up with the concept itself of Dope Dates?
Well, Brandy, you know, I am a mediator and a conflict coach, and I've worked for years as a divorce mediator. And, you know, it's so painful. Going through a divorce is such a loss. It's so painful. And I just came into contact with so many couples who, I just felt like if they had the tools, they had the proper tools before the conflict became intractable, if they had the proper tools before so much time had passed, maybe their relationship would have been salvageable. And so from my work as a divorce mediator, I decided I wanted to use mediation and the mediation techniques to help people manage conflict before it got to divorce, right? So I wanted to help use mediation to help couples manage marital conflict as well. And so in the process of bringing that, my mediation firm, to market, I also, you know, my experience from working with couples, I just realized one of the key issues is that people don't spend time liking their spouse, right? They don't, the time that they spend together is so rush, and it's so task intensive. They're not spending that fun time with their spouse, and that's part of the way that people fall out of love, because they forget why they connected with this person to begin with. And so that's how I came up with Dope Dates. I just really wanted to create an opportunity for people to reconnect with their spouses, make date night a priority, make quality time a priority, and I wanted to make it easy for them. That's how I came up with it.
And that is awesome. I mean, anytime that we can actually say that we work in an environment where we see an issue and we're able to provide a solution, I mean, how empowering is that? And to be able to provide that empowerment in a fun and relaxing way, I mean, it's B positive approved to me. I mean, I love the idea. So we can't wait to tell everybody more about it. We're going to be putting a little bit more information about the event on the blog itself and telling people what they missed out on afterwards, because, of course, not everybody can make it to Atlanta. But, hey, I'll go ahead and speak in existence. Maybe you can take a tour with this one day. So,
maybe you can take it on the road. That would be amazing.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and speak that into existence for you. So I know you got to get ready and go, because you're getting ready to just get everything together for this Friday, but I do appreciate your time. And, everybody, this is Renee Jones, the creator of Dope Dates, which is going to be happening Friday, September 15th at 7 o'clock in the Wren's Nest. And we're going to give you ticket information and just more information about the event on the website soon. So thank you so much. And do you have any last thoughts for us?
I'm just really excited now. I'm focused on making sure all the little details are in place. My plan is to spoil the attendees of Dope Dates, and I'm just really getting ready to do that. So I'm excited, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners.
All right, you guys, you've heard it here. And if you have any more questions, I'll be sure to direct you to Ms. Jones herself. So thank you, and you have a good evening.
Thank you, Brandy. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, peace.
That was my manager. I'm on a business call.